Hi guys, we're Arizona Law, and every week we're going to be talking about something different. This week, we're going to talk about Facebook. Charlie, what are your views on Facebook?
Facebook, eh? Well, it's blue.
You don't get out much, Steve. Charlie,
you're asking a guy who lives on a fucking farm in the middle of nowhere what he thinks about Facebook. If it's not a tractor or a hay, you don't understand it, do you?
I mean, I've still got dial-up, so, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever think about using Facebook?
Not really.
I don't think I've ever seen you update your status, ever.
The only thing I use it for is this band.
You don't.
No, you don't. You don't even use it for this band.
Fair enough.
No, you perv on girls. That's all you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
to be fair, like, Charlie does use it occasionally when we've put a message up and he replies to it, but it's usually about 5 days later.
Yeah, that is your problem. Does the internet just not get to Kingsbridge?
Not really.
Does it, like, go, you know, up past Plimstock and go,
It just goes by Kingsbridge.
Yeah. Goes through Kingsbridge, like, you know. Mm. Yeah, so, Jim, Facebook, thoughts?
Well, I hate bit strips. That's my number one hate.
Oh, I can't do
on
it, man.
Facebook
fucking
right
me.
Now. I can't be dealing with it at all. There's too many people with shitty comics.
But what are they even about? Like, what do they gain?
The worst part is that they're pre-made, so people are just tagging a line on the bottom that seems like it might fit the picture.
Yeah, I just... Like, when someone uploads one, I'm like, seriously, you could be Instagramming right now. Like, what the hell are you doing?
You could be on Twitter, man.
You could be taking pictures of your food right now. What the hell? And instead you're making a crap comic book about, like, planting a flower. Like, what the fuck? Grow up.
I think Bitstrips is solely aimed at my sister.
Yeah.
Like, that is the perfect thing for
so
my sister.
I'm solely aimed at
loves it.
I'm solely aimed at your sister most of the time.
Oh, no. Straight away. Why is she listening to this podcast?
Yeah, but like...
She wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
No, I doubt there's anyone listening to this.
At the moment, it's just us.
But damn right we're going to post it on Facebook. That amazing social networking tool. I actually quite like Facebook, I'm not going to lie. It's just like...
Yeah, but you're on it all
You know, I really like I like catching up with people, and like I've got lots of friends everywhere, and I like seeing what they're doing.
You think you've got friends.
I've got three friends.
Facebook friends don't count.
I've got like three solid friends.
How many friends
And I don't
do
have any
have?
Of them on Facebook.
How many friends do you actually have on Facebook?
It's over 1,000. Like,
do you actually know any of them?
Do you know what? I genuinely reckon I know about 800 of them. Like... Met once, maybe, like, you know.
You know three people on Facebook, and that's me, Connor, and Charlie.
And I don't even really know Charlie.
That's because he's never on Facebook. Yeah.
There it is. There it is. That's the scoop, people. I also like Facebook because, you know, like, people's pictures, and you get to see people having a good time, people having a bad time.
But don't you think, like... The image that's portrayed on Facebook is like somebody is having the best fucking time ever. Like, whenever you see a picture, it's amazing. My favourite one is watching band pictures. You'll see a band picture on Facebook, and like, we've got a few on our page, and like, it's brilliant. Like, because you can make it look like it was fucking heaving.
Intense.
Like, really easy. Yeah. Like, you just stand behind the last row. So like, we'll have like maybe
five people. We've never had a row.
Yeah, we're lucky we've got a row. But if you've got a collection of people stood together, just get right behind them with a camera and go just above their head a little bit and take a picture, and then like crop it so that it's just like it's just it looks
blur.
Like it's absolutely fucking
blur the edges.
Blur it slightly so it looks like you're moving around.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Like, and then just crop it so it looks like you got like 600 people there when really there were six.
We do have 600 people come to our shows. No, we don't. That was a definite lie. But Facebook tells people we do.
Yeah.
Mm. Facebook also tells we got 355 likes.
How many? Is that how many we've got? 355?
I actually couldn't care less.
Yeah. I don't care. I like that people like
there's people
us.
People starving in Ethiopia, James, and you're worried about how many people we've got on Facebook.
I like how people like me. I want people to like me. So,
shit out of luck, mate.
No, fucking nobody really likes me. I think that's because I can't really sing. I think that's the issue. Like,
today's practice was a bit of an eye-opener on how bad you actually are at singing. And that's coming from me, and I'm not even that good at singing.
I just can't sing and I can't play bass. I could dance around on stage pretty well. That's pretty much all I can do. And
no,
I do that badly sometimes.
No, you can't.
That's just for the comical factor.
Yeah. Hey, it can't be better than your, like, you know, cropped over, like... was it, deck chair look that you've got going on.
I think it's
up.
More like a Hitler fringe.
Yeah, yeah. I do like his fringe.
I may have a Hitler fringe. Yeah, and mate, I may not move on stage, no, but at least I can play my instrument and sing.
Well, you can't sing.
I'll get there.
At the end of the day, like, it's Movember, Connor, so why don't you think about doing...
Just for the record...
I might cut off my fringe and put it on my moustache.
Just for the record, Connor just can't grow a moustache. Connor just can't grow facial hair. It's, like, impossible. Like, I doubt even Charlie has any hair anywhere apart from his head, though, like...
And he's got some sweet golden locks on his head.
I tell you what, if I wish I could show our listener, like, Charlie's hair at the moment.
Because Robert Plant, listener,
one listener, a sole listener that, wants to know. What
guys,
Charlie's
you know, Jade will listen to this.
Yeah, we might get four.
Every girlfriend
and the
band.
Fourth one is Connor's mum.
Yeah, because Charlie hasn't updated his relationship status on Facebook to Taken, which we all have.
You got a girlfriend, have you?
No,
he's fucking
single. Single ladies.
Yeah, honestly,
I love the way he leant into the mic and went, "Single ladies."
Of course, we all know if you don't update your Facebook status, it's not official. Well, it's not official, you know. Oh, it's
only in your world, James.
Is Bob and Barbara going out? Dude, they haven't updated the Facebook status. Well, they're not going out then. I don't know anyone called Barbara for the record. Yeah, so I live in this world of social networking. And Jim lives in the real world.
Jim has like world where I have to go to work.
Jim has like 40 solid friends, and I've got 1,000 fake friends. So like, I don't know if I'm better than you. Like, I've got more people I can call upon to love me.
I think if you want your ego massaged online, then yeah, you're winning.
I can massage my own ego online. Thank you very much.
I didn't say ego in inverted commas. I meant, you know.
I call it the ego. Because it has a beak.
That's just a horrible idea.
Yeah.
The bold eagle is a name for
the
your
bold
penis. If you had
eagle.
To name your penis, Charlie, what would you call it?
I don't know.
I like Eduardo.
No, that's what your mustache should be called at the moment.
Hey, it's Movember. I'm joining in. I'm being cool, all right? Yeah. I might not have bit strips, but fuck me, I'm doing Movember. Yeah.
You should do a bit strips about your mustache. Be great.
No, I can't be that cool.
No, you look the ooze of cool.
Yeah. Way too much cool.
Drip.
Yeah, anyway, what would you name your penis? What?
You'll be dripping cool.
Dripping cool. Is that what you're calling your penis?
Why do you have to make it all oozy and drippy? It sounds rough.
Is that what you're calling your penis? Dripping cool.
Dripping cool.
No, what would you call it? I really want to know. I'm thinking about your penis right now.
Robert Clark Jr., maybe? I don't know.
Robert Clark Jr.
Does the curtains match the tray?
For the people that haven't actually met Charlie, if there is anybody listening that's never met him, he does look ridiculously like Robert Plant.
I mean,
I say ridiculously, he's just got the same hair.
No, he's got like that nose kind of eyebrow feature as well. Like, you know how Robert Plant looks. I hope.
you know Robert
you know
Plant.
You know
Robert Plant.
You've seen
Robert Plant. Yeah, you saw that song, "Stairway to Devon."
It's like Charlie's version.
I really, really want to hear a Wurzel's version of "Stairway to Heaven."
I think they've probably already done it.
Oh God, if you can find that for me, then
has anyone seen him live?
Though? Game on.
Do you know what? I have seen the Wurzels live. They're great, yeah.
How did you find the Wurzels live?
I wasn't impressed.
No, I thought...
How can you not
if they're listening to this?
I'm sorry.
Did they sing Conway Obviously?
They did.
Yeah, did they have any of us?
Cider drinker,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Connor's.
And Connor felt the need to sing.
Yeah, he needed that. And everyone could hear how well Connor is at singing.
That's rich coming from you.
Yeah, well, they haven't heard me sing unless they see us live. That was plug of the century.
So Connor, what are you calling your penis?
The bobsleigh.
Abby's fucking bitch.
If Abby is listening, we'd be
the jackhammer.
The jackhammer.
That also
of course he is. Fucking hell.
That makes you sound like you have like a 1-inch penis.
Yeah, that's
the equivalent of going out and buying a giant sports
car. Yeah, that's like the sports car. That's the sports car of the penis world. Yeah.
It was even that. It was a toss between that or Jiminy Cricket. So.
Toss.
The nibbler. That's what we should call yours.
My schmickle. I just like what some people just, and I am guilty of this. Just update the weirdest crap like. You know, like...
James, the other day, you put up a status of you before you went to work with an Instagram picture.
Yeah.
No, why do people want to see that?
Because, like, everyone's interested in me. Again, people love me.
How many likes did
again,
you get for it?
No, they don't.
I think I got about four friends. Likes for it. Four's enough for me.
Is it?
Yeah, four's enough. Yeah, I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to be me.
I'm not afraid to be me. I'm not afraid to be me.
So we did.
If I want to post an Instagram picture, I fucking will.
Yeah, that's right. I'll do two. I'll take one of my coffee. And one of me before work.
Do you know what? I actually did.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. It's calling. Cool. You know, you calling it.
I fucking did one.
Yeah.
I because obviously I've been up to Scotland.
Obviously.
I've discovered a great love of haggis.
Do you know, it's really nice,
that's
isn't it?
Fucking
like,
lovely.
It's like sushi. People go off it for some reason, but when you have it, you're like, fuck me, that's nice.
It's the idea of it that's worse.
Yeah. It's really nice. It's like black pudding's really nice.
So what I've started doing is just having. I've just started substituting out sausages in a fryer, but having a haggis.
How do you cook haggis? I've never actually cooked it.
You can do
like you would like black pudding and hog's pudding.
Would you fry it?
I just fry mine off. Yeah.
Yeah. How long does it take? Because they're quite big, aren't they? Like.
This has become a cookery show.
No, I'm interested. I'm interested. I think our listener is as well.
How you cook your haggis.
Everybody wants to know how I cook my haggis. This is a
scoop. Jim cooks his haggis.
Well, James, I will tell you how I cook my haggis. I'll tell you the full regalia at the end. Is regalia?
It's not even a word.
That's not the right word.
That's not even a word.
We'll go with it.
We're talking about
an English muffin bottom.
Okay.
Sliver of cheese.
Mm-hmm. How big? I mean, is it a thin slice of cheese or is it
doorstep cheese?
No, we're talking like Leodama.
Ah, oh, man, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. Not Red Leicester.
No, come on. No. You don't have Red Leicester. I'll tell you what, right? Muffin. What's wrong with you?
Red Leicester is the forgotten cheese, though, isn't it?
I'll go with Red Leicester.
It's got to be grated, though, isn't it? Red Leicester. Yeah. Carry on.
I personally would always be thinking about cheddar, but
yeah. What kind of cheddar, though?
Brie. I don't like the edges of a brie.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't like the waxy edges.
Started talking about Facebook, carried on talking about cheese.
Yeah. and then I got my muffin, my cheese, my haggis. I'll do a nice thick disc of haggis. Mm-hmm. And then one poached egg on top.
Can you cook the whole thing at once? Yeah. What would you do?
You
would
can
you
boil
bake
it, you can microwave it.
Oh, boiling haggis just don't sound nice.
Do you get haggis down here? Like the random.
Yeah, I get one from Marks and Spencer's because I'm definitely that level of. That level
I
of
shop at
you
M&S.
Are a right posh bastard lately.
God, you are.
Mate.
I mean, you're wearing a nice green shirt at the moment. I don't think I've ever seen you wear green.
I've never worn a colour in this band ever.
Yeah, no, it's always
I've only
black
ever worn
or
white
or
black.
Yeah. Green's good. No, you wore red once. I remember that. That was a
we
good
all
day.
Remember that day.
I wrote that in my diary.
Today, Jim wore a red shirt to
It was nice. Okay, I think that's about enough. Until next time, people, bye-bye. Say bye, people.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.